I guess.
Okay. What if it's older boys? What would they say? Would they say the same thing or?
Fight.
Okay. You might say, if a boy is 5 inches taller this year, that's a lot. You might say, Bob did what a lot this year, in 1 year?
Anything.
Well, when people, when you were a kid, people probably would look at you and say, my, how you've
grown.
Yeah, I got so tired of hearing that. Mm. And so you'd say, yeah, I'm a lot this year.
Same. Yes, I've grown a lot.
Okay. Okay. And last year, too, I
grew.
Okay. I got so tired of adults saying that to me. They'd say, golly, you've grown, as a means of making conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that when you're a child? You know, there's nothing to say. Just,
mm-hmm.
What did you expect me to do?
What did I do?
Yeah, big deal. I couldn't help it. I always try now not to say that to a child. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I am struck by how much they've grown, maybe I'll say that to the mother, but I won't say it to the kid because there's no answer for it.
So children really have a harder time than people realize.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Because they learn a lot in the time they have to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people are often inconsiderate. I had a friend come over the other day, and she had her 15-year-old daughter with her. And I knew Martha, my friend, was a beer drinker. So I said, Martha, would you like a beer? And I said, yeah. And I just ignored the 15-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through the evening, I thought, oh, how terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate it when people did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned to her, and by this time it was too late,
mm-hmm.
and said, would you like a 7-Up?
Mm-hmm.
And of course she said, no.
Well, I know when Grady was real tiny, I'd stop someone on the street to talk to him. And like you say, we'd just ignore him. He'd look straight up at him and say, Mother, who's that?
It only takes a few times of that, doesn't it? I can remember when my parents were introducing people, and if they didn't introduce me, I would just interrupt and say, and I'm Shirley.
Uh-huh. And that's what the children should do.
Yeah, they should.
They shouldn't be ignored.
I agree. And it happens so often. What would you call a child that's born to a woman who's not married?
Illegal.
Okay, anything else?
Well, a bad word, I could say.
Well, tell me.
Bastard.
I promise not to tell anybody you said it.
I always hate that word, because really, there's no such thing as an illegitimate child. It's an illegitimate parent.
Yeah, that's true. It has all that. Mm-hmm. Child can help. It could be.
The child's not illegitimate.
Yeah. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
lovelier.
Okay. Your brother's son would be your
nephew.
Okay. And
nephew, I think that's what I think.
A child who's lost both parents is
an orphan.
Okay. And if that kid has been put into an institution, do you have a different word for it?
For the child or the institution?
For the child.
I don't know. They just say the institutionalized. I don't know.
Okay. A child is looked after by their parents or their legal
guardian.
Okay. If you have a bunch of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, well, this whole town is just full of my, what?
Your relatives.
Okay. You might say, I might ask you about somebody else with the same name, and you'd say, well, yeah, she has the same name, and she does look a little bit like me, but I'm